Sorry to interrupt the tea, but we have to take a quick break for our sponsors.
Your girl Telly Mo here.
Your girl Mooney Holmes here.
And we are starting a podcast. And it's called Brunch Teas. I decided that I wanted to do something different. I wanted to document my journey to 30. I'm turning 30 this year, y'all.
I got one more year.
Anyway. Just had to rub it in. It's okay. That's okay. And it's just a lot of trials and tribulations getting to 30. I went through a lot, and I think that this year I should be a little bit more open, be a little bit more spontaneous, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know, she's always saying I should get out more. I used to work like all the time.
I used to be like that too, so I understand, but you know.
So, yeah, we just decided that we should do something different, and this is it. So I hope you guys are ready.
So I think we should tell them the names that we had before we got to Brunch Teas. Or do you think we should keep that over?
No, that's fine, because we came up with a lot of names.
So the first name was Truth Hurts, right?
Yeah.
So why did you come up with Truth Hurts?
I came up with Truth Hurts because my friends say that I'm blunt.
She's very blunt. If you think I'm blunt,
I'm nice.
And it take a lot for me to get there. But I'm crazy. It do take a lot for me to get there. Maybe not to y'all, but to the person that I want to address it to, it take a lot for me to finally lash out on their ass.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay. I guess not.
Yeah.
So, basically, you're blunt and...
And I feel like, why not give the people the truth, okay? Mm-hmm. Or what are versions of the truth? Because at the end of the day, like, I'm just tired of just pussyfooting with people and just... they be trying my life. And I'm tired. So that's why we came up with Truth Hurts first. Then, what else did we come up with?
It was Truth Hurts, and then, being me, who I am, I Google everything. I gotta make sure that before we take something, it's ours. So I Googled it, and I seen it was like 2 to 3 podcasts already named Truth Hurts. So I was like, you know what? Since I'm a Beyonce fan, I'm part of Beehive. I seen that it was taken. I was like, well, let me think of what Beyonce will probably do with this. And I was like, School of Life.
Yeah, oh yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too, but it was taken as well. So I'm going to give a shout out to Cold Fever Miami, Black Tech Week. I was at their brunch this past, was it Saturday or Sunday? I think it was a Sunday.
I think it was Saturday.
I was at brunch, and I was just sitting thinking. And you know, everybody be like, what's tea? And then you gotta sip tea when you talk about something good and juicy and be the truth, but you gotta sip the tea. And I was like, brunch? Because I love brunch.
And brunch is popping now.
Yeah, when people go to brunch, you know, they talk about lives, they talk about goals, they talk about everything. It's just... You know, you just talk. Brunch, teas. Brunch, teas. It just makes sense. And you know me, being the creative person I am, I already had a photo shoot. I already had a video already imagined in my head that y'all going to see later on this week. Well, y'all already seen it. We was previewing it the week before. But, you know, we just came up with Brunch Teas, and we got a lot in store for you guys, and I hope you guys continue to tune in. So tell them a little bit about you personally, and then I'll get to me.
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Miami, 305 till I die. And I grew up in a Hispanic household. Yes.
Yes.
Hispanic. I said Hispanic.
Yes.
Okay.
And people would think it's me.
I am Afro-Latina. I am the first generation to be born in America. My parents are from Panama. My dad is from Colón, and my mom is from Bocas del Toro. It's kind of funny because I always get like weird looks when I start speaking Spanish.
Let me tell you a story. When me and Telly became friends, she said, I speak Spanish. I was like, okay, this girl probably knows 2 to 3 words. Okay, cool. This girl started speaking full-blown Spanish. I was like, what in the world is going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was naive back then. I didn't think that a person is... It's so crazy. I didn't think a person of darker skin could speak fluent Spanish like that. Yeah. You know, we had Spanish class in elementary school. You learn a little something, but fluent Spanish? I was like...
And you know what's funny? I realized that I grew up in a Hispanic household when I started, like, because most of my friends are... I have Caribbean friends, but I also have American friends. And when I started going to my American friends' houses, I was like, okay...
Collard greens, neck bone.
Yes, and I never used to eat those things. But I do now. Hello. So, and listen, grits, baby. Let me get some of them. Now I got to have them.
And tilapia grits.
Okay.
Even though you're not supposed to eat tilapia because it's still good. A lot of stuff. It's Tripper, good. Listen.
Listen.
Everything bad.
Great northern beans, baby, with some rice. Hello. Hello, baby.
And the famous baked chicken, yellow rice, and green beans, or that mixed vegetables?
Macaroni and cheese.
All three, I heard that verse in that song. You killed it. That was the truth.
Macaroni and cheese. Listen, y'all changed my life. I thought that was just the Kraft in the box. Oh, my God. Until someone pulled out that casserole dish. Oh, baby. Changed my life. I didn't want macaroni no more.
They
like
put
that. I didn't want the stovetop. No, baby, I need that thing in the oven always and forever. Bless you. But no, like literally sauce, empanadas, carimañolas, like bofe, I eat all of that. And it was kind of weird transitioning to quote unquote American food. You know, I just didn't know. And I realized that I grew up wearing sandals. I didn't know what name brands was. Now, I know. Before,
that's all she wanted.
Me and Champions were best friends. Okay? I didn't care. I went to Payless, and it was fine with me. Nothing wrong with Payless. Don't get me wrong. But literally, I had 3 pairs of sneakers. They weren't name brand. And then I had sandals for days. But yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Tell us about you. Well. First and foremost, I would say I'm very outgoing. I'm very ambitious. I'm very determined. Would say, above all, I'm a very creative human being. I love to create, whether it's music, art, video. I just love to create. So basically now, I'm a founder and CEO of a company in Miami called Untap Miami, woo-hoo, South Florida's promotional platform. And then, what else? I wanted to get emotional, but then I stopped. But I'm going to get emotional. I'm going to get back to the emotional.
Go ahead.
What you mean?
Come on.
This lady here, right here. Mm-hmm. And I was down, and I wanted to say, F all this. She was there for me. She lifted me up. So even though y'all only see me on the front lines, I do have some friends who keep me going behind the scenes. And she's one of the main pieces of those friends. Aww. So Untapped Miami is more is as much hers as it is mine.
Oh, that's sweet, friend.
Thank you. Thank you, friend. So also, I do poetry. I do spoken word. I write music. I also love music. It's my first love. But basically, I'm just a very creative human being.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. That's Mooney Holmes all day, every day.
Oh, yeah. And another thing you would not know about me is I like sneakers. Like, I have a problem.
Who don't know you don't like sneakers?
A lot of people don't know I like sneakers. Well, they don't know I like sneakers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good. I forgot we was on the podcast.
she forgot we were here.
But yeah, this is you guys are watching.
But yeah, I love sneakers. I am a sneakerhead. It all began when I worked for Athlete's Foot. Like I told y'all before, I didn't know what Jordans was. I didn't even really pay attention to it. So one of my first jobs working at a shoe store, I kind of got into sneakers. Like I worked on, let me not even say where. I worked in the city. Okay.
In the city of Miami.
In the city of Miami. And out Liberty City. So
the Poke Bangs.
Y'all know who I am. Okay. So Athlete's Foot was one of the most popular shoe stores there, and then they got bought out by somebody else, and I worked for them as well. And just seeing how it changed, the style has changed, clothing has changed, and like just sneakers in general. I can literally look at somebody's shoe and be like, oh, I remember when those came out. So you go from me not knowing what Jordans was to I can definitely tell you when those shoes came
out. She's the expertise. She know more than some of my homeboys.
I do. It's she okay. I mean, and you guys will get to see that knowledge.
Yes, you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you will.
Over time.
So, Mooney, what do you think we're going to bring different to the podcast world?
I think it's not that we're going to bring something different. We're going to bring something genuine. It's a lot of people in this, I can't knock them because they're doing their thing. It's a lot of people in this world that's pretending to be somebody else to get them noticed and to get them social media likes. Listen, Mooney is all natural. If you see me out looking like a bum, that's just me.
Not a bum.
No, like seriously, because you nowadays everybody's taking a picture with a full face of makeup, hair always slayed, nails slayed. Then when there's some times where they're not always so slayed,
you're right about
and
it.
And they try to hide it. No, y'all don't see me for me.
And this is why we're so
y'all don't see me for me.
Why we're barefoot? I don't even wear makeup like that. Literally, I wear makeup on occasion.
Trust me, I get slayed when it's time to get slayed.
Me too.
That is not a problem. And when I mean bum, I don't mean like bum on the street. I just mean like regular t-shirts.
What y'all shorts. Would think bummy.
Yeah, t-shirt, shorts, and slides. Like, I be chilling. But what we're going to bring different is we're going to tell the truth hurts. The raw, honest truth. No sugarcoating. We're not going to try to be somebody that we're not or pretend that we're above anybody because we all out here trying to make it. We all out here trying to get it. So why not help each other, motivate each other, build each other up instead of trying to put somebody down?
Exactly. I agree. Yep. I agree with that.
So do you have anything to add with that?
No. Co-signing as far as being genuine, yes. Listen, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I'm so sick of people aspiring to be somebody else. Just be yourself. Like, really, you taking notes? Seriously, just be yourself. It's okay. You know what? To be honest, the era that I miss, and I wish that I was like a teenager or a young adult in, is the 90s. You didn't have to have a full face of makeup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You didn't have to. Listen, you didn't even really have to have a body. You could have been a stick and still pretty. Now, everyone aspires to have breasts and a booty out to Zimbabwe.
They
want to
be fake and look like the ants off of the movie, the Pixar movie.
Oh, they do. That's, that's accurate.
It is accurate. But, like,
shouts out to the people who's doing it, who look good and doing that.
Look good, sis. You look good.
But everybody cannot do it.
You look good, sis.
I tell you, everybody, you can't do it. And that's why a lot of children, some teenagers, they have low self-esteem because they're trying to, you know, hit those heights and try to be those people. And listen, baby, your body is not like that.
And you know what I don't like? We're going to get deep with this subject.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to talk about our fellow millennials.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Well, so a lot of the older people that I know feel like we we don't owe nobody. What she told me?
What did she say? Really? Oh God.
I guess she said that we feel like somebody owe us something.
No, not necessarily.
You feel like somebody owe us something. We don't know how to work hard. We don't know how to be innovative.
Baby, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you. The creator of all these apps out here now are millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the startup entrepreneurs now that's making money are millennials.
Now, listen, we work hard. 2 and 3 jobs. Okay, on top of ventures that we're trying to pursue.
You know what I'm saying?
What else? Like, I know plenty of young people who work hard. There are a few who don't.
Mm-hmm,
but there are a few of older people who don't either.
They don't
work hard. But that's just because of how they were raised. what can you do? You know, it's a perpetuating cycle. And then if you feel like we haven't been taught how to work hard, it still falls back on the older generation. In order for us to know how to work hard or learn how to work hard, we have to be taught. So, you know.
And if you don't know what you're doing, how you expect?
You're so stupid. How you gonna teach somebody else?
Just be real with yourself. Don't sugarcoat nothing. Just be real. And there's another topic you wanted to talk about. When you was like, you know how some men want us to wait for them to get themselves together?
Oh yeah, who gonna wait for us? Cause somebody tell who gonna wait for me to get myself together? Is that okay? Listen, y'all in this dating.
See, I'm gonna be completely honest right now.
Ooh, baby.
The last time I went on a date, when was it? 2016. The last time before that, it probably was way before 2012. I don't like, listen, it's not that I don't like people, I don't have time to play games. I am very picky, you know? If somebody approached me, oh, I did go on a date recently. I went to the movies. I went to the movies. I went to go see.
I'm trying to recollect.
What I went to go see?
Black Panther.
There you go. Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. Hi. But, I saw Black Panther too. I saw it like 4 times. Yeah, but back to the dating thing.
Listen, baby,
I was on a mission that weekend. I said I was going to support all weekend. Y'all got all my coins.
Yes, support. Support the arts. Support the black arts.
But dating, my dating life has been a bit complex for the past few years.
I ain't saying nothing.
But it's not that funny though. But it's not. Whatever. Anyway,
okay.
It's been a bit complex. I have learned a lot
about
men and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caused me to do things differently when it comes to dating. Right now, all the focus is on me. That's why I said my journey to 30, like me. Even after I turn 30 and what I'm going to accomplish, and like I'm back in school, I'm working, and then, you know, I'm trying to do this amongst other things, you know, just trying to get it how I live. Yeah, just get how you live. You know, you can do all the things that you want to do.
Amen.
Just gotta make time and you have to be persistent.
And I'm so happy that Telemo is making time to pursue her inner happiness instead of somebody else's happiness.
Yeah.
That's paying us pennies compared to us.
Settle.
I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with stepping outside of the box.
No.
Let me preach a little bit.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
I'm going to preach a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. No, just a tad bit.
Oh, jeez.
So, basically, in this journey of entrepreneurship, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be times your personal life mixing with your business life, and you want to give up, you want to say, forget all this, but you got to understand the bigger picture. Once you know the bigger picture when you start, every time you get in a situation, you have to remember the bigger picture. Yes. That will keep you going. Remember the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Even when you have people around you that make you feel less than, your friends, your family don't believe you. Trust me, my friend, my family didn't believe in me either. Now, mm-hmm. thank God for them. Because they do. They see it now. Mm-hmm. You got to keep, people not going to see it right away. So mm-hmm. you just got to keep working and doing you, because eventually they will see it, and you, your bigger picture will even become bigger. Mm-hmm. So keep reaching for the stars, keep reaching for the moon.
You have to picture it as if it already has manifested. I know sometimes it can be hard because going through things, a lot of us don't want to go through anything to get to the destination, you know, that's for us. You know, you don't want to go through nothing. You would rather not go through the trials and tribulations and just get to the end of the race and be like, I won. But you have to, there's some things that you have to learn along the way to get to the end of the race. So
you have to anticipate the learning lessons, because they will come. Oh. It came to a point where I'd be like, God, what you trying to tell me now?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you got my attention. What's up?
What you trying to tell me? Like,
what's happening?
Can I hurry up and get over this hurdle? Because mm-hmm. I know another one coming. So mm-hmm. let me get over this. It's a book you guys have to read. It's called The Alchemist.
Oh yeah, that was
a book. The Alchemist. I would advise every entrepreneur to read The Alchemist, because if I didn't read that book before I started my journey, I would have been quit.
It's a good book. Mm-hmm. I read it. As far as quitting, I mean, I can understand. I've quit several times, but I've gotten back up again. And like I said, when I worked two jobs, I did an overnight and I had a daytime job.
This girl's always at work.
Definitely. I slept maybe 4 hours in the day and then took cat naps sometimes at work.
Yeah.
But it's all because I knew that I had to take care of myself. Yes, I have family. Yes, I have friends. But no one is going to take better care of you than you.
That is true.
So listen, it's out here, y'all.
Yes,
the sky is the limit. Literally, the sky is the limit. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. If you can think it, you can do it. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think I would be doing something like this year. I'm, you know, I was years out.
Let me tell you about videos, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. A week go by.
Girl, I forgot, girl.
2 weeks go by. 3 weeks go by. I'm like, Tammy, what's the video? I'm gonna put it up later. Mm-hmm. I ain't already doing that. And I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just help my friend step by.
Yeah. She's helping me, guys. I mean, sometimes I stay to myself. I got friends. I got a little bit of friends. I had a lot of friends at one point in time, and I got like a little bit. And that's fine with me. You want to know why? Because quality is better than quantity. Everybody who says they're your friends aren't your friends. Everybody who says they're for you isn't for you. So, I learned that the hard way.
We have a secret friend that is against you. You didn't even know about.
Exactly.
Why are you exactly. like
that? Because they want to get to next to the promise. Hello.
Hello.
They're trying to get next to the promise.
The promise, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're so silly. That's why they're trying to be your friend.
Friend.
Okay, because they, you know, they see the greatness. That's and people will latch on to you and try to go for the ride, and they're not meant to go for the ride. Y'all be trying to take people with you that's not even supposed to be with you.
I used to hold on to people. Now I'd be like, bye, bitch.
Holla. You know, the circle that I have, I am blessed and I am thankful for all of my friends. Back Pew Productions.
Shout out. Back Pew
Productions. Listen, Back Pew Shaw.
Was we supposed to say that now?
It's coming.
Oh, okay.
We putting them on the map. If it's not, I will.
That's, you know, people still.
We'll edit it out. Back, listen, Shaw, My nigga, my nigga.
I'm just saying.
I got love for you. We're going to edit that though.
Okay.
Don't mind us.
Don't mind us at all.
Okay. Y'all, I know how to work this thing.
Oh my God. Do you have any last words?
I hope that you guys enjoy us. As you can see, we're a little bit silly.
I'm a lot of silly. People don't know that. People think I'm just...
It's her face, because she has the resting bitch face, so... Yeah. I do, too. That's why, you know, I just be chilling.
See, I'm the type of person, I people see me before I speak. I'm not that, oh, hey, y'all. I be to myself in the corner just looking at people. I guess that's why people feel like I be like, don't talk to me. But I like to keep the scene first. That's just me.
Who don't at this point?
I'm very bubbly. I'm very silly. I'm very... Oh, I cut you off. Let me let you continue.
It's fine. I mean, like I said, I hope that you guys continue to listen and to watch us as we grow and follow my journey to 30 and beyond. Thank you guys for watching and for listening.
My last word is I'm excited with this journey that we are taking as entrepreneurs, as businesswomen, as women bosses.
Bounce.
I love it. When my friends become bosses. I just want all of us to be a boss. Just be a boss. Even if you don't have your own company, you can still be a boss. Just vibe and be a boss.
Oh yeah, side note, when y'all see these pictures that we about to drop, my hair will be different. I just had to put that out there. I just had to put that out there because I love my hair, don't get me wrong, it's nice. But the other hair is better.
Alright. And you know what else? I got another last thing. I'm a very secretive person.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And for me to do this podcast is a shocker.
Lord, just cover us.
Please cover us. You know, it's a shock because I am very secretive. But you know what? I want you guys to know that beyond the social media and beyond the essence of what you think I am, mm-hmm. there's more to me.
Me too.
So, I'm excited. Thank you for tuning in to our introductory podcast of Brunch Teas. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with Mohi.
Oh, I like that. Yes. We're gonna have to put that at the end of the
video. Yes, we're gonna be back.
Don't be trying to steal it.
With Mohi.
Y'all don't be trying to steal our stuff.
You know I'm a poet. That's I like right. to
rhyme. You know, that's don't try to steal our stuff for real, y'all.
Bye. People don't steal. Love y'all.
Bye. Peace out. That was funny.